Srimad Bhagavatam class on 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Text number 47, given on Thursday, 28th of September 2010 in Sri Sri Radha Desh, Belgium, by His Holiness Subhag Swami Maharaj.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So please, exactly. Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Karmasu.
Karmasu.
Borishman.
Borishman.
Tasmat karmasu bhurishman.
Tasmat karmasu bhurishman.
Agyanat.
Agyanat.
Kashishu. Artha.
Artha.
Kashishu.
Kashishu.
So, agyanat artha kashishu.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Martha.
Martha.
Drishtim.
Drishtim.
Kritha.
Kritha.
Stotra.
Stotra.
Martha Drishtim. Kritha. Stotra.
Martha Drishtim. Kritha. Stotra.
Sparse. Sparsisha.
Sparsisha.
Aspristha.
Aspristha.
Vastushu.
Vastushu.
Sparsisha. Aspristha. Vastushu. Tasmat karma subhurishman.
Tasmat karma subhurishman.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Martha drishtim kritha stotra.
Martha drishtim kritha stotra.
Spastishta aspristha vastushu.
Spastishta aspristha vastushu.
Tasmat karma subhurishman.
Tasmat karma subhurishman.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Martha drishtim kritha stotra.
Martha drishtim kritha stotra.
Sparsisha aspristha vastushu. Hare Krishna. Please try.
Tasmat karma su bharishman.
Tasmat karma su bharishman.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Artha drishtum kritha srota.
Artha drishtum kritha srota.
Sparsishu aspristha vastushu.
Sparsishu aspristha vastushu.
Others, please try. This is your associating with Srimad.
Doing all is not so easy to
There is no blood, there is no...
Oh, I see.
Tashmat karme...
Perhaps we can pass the book out. Is that okay? It will be time-consuming. Better pass the book out. Anybody inclined to do
it?
Try your best. Stand confusing.
Agyanat artha kashishu.
Martha drishtim kritha srota.
Martha drishtim kritha srota.
Sparsishu aspristha vastushu.
Sparsishu aspristha vastushu.
Anybody?
Tasmat karmasu bhurishman.
Tasmat karmasu bhurishman.
Tasmat karmasu. Tasmat karmasu bhurishman. Bhurishman. Agyana artha kashishu. Martha drishtim kritha srota. Sparsisha aspristha vastushu. So here we find come through impunity and helpless. You understand from Vedanta temple? That is called Vedanta, it's teachings, dealing sometimes from. It's called Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda. Like in Upanishad it said, karma has got three types. One is called karma, that is called, karma, akarma, nikarma. Karma means prescribed duty, so that you do and gradually elevate. But in Krishna, in short, say, Brahma Guna Loka. You can go up to Brahma Loka, but you can somehow become Brahma because of your activity, that is what most of the people are. Or become Indra, or become king, or become minister, president. Mr. Universe, so many things. But because of your karma, puna karma, again, king and punya, just like you make money and become manifold. Just big tycoon, suddenly the Wall Street you go, there's a stock market. And she will suddenly become nothing and become a street beggar. So, and some hold his money and stay in shirt on or Hilton and one day money gone again back to Mickey Mouse. This one is most of the way. Nobody approaches the sadhu to become separate. Please give me this place. What? Some few sometime back I went somewhere. Maharaj, please give me a blessing. So, we don't have any sadhu, all girls. Please give us and we can have sun. Actually, this we know many stories from the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's so many things that with ritualistic activity, what? To get that. It's desired. What is desiring? But, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, most of the days in this world, there are two words in Vedic Sanskrit, Priya. And it's called seva. Priya means immediately, which gives me pleasure. I just got married, any woman likes, happy to have got a son. So, but this is not good actually. If you know what is good for us, what is good for us is known. Best thing is to serve, because human life is. Then the aristocracy, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, sometimes quote this verse, Labdha Sudur Labhayatam. This is ignorant foreigners, Krishna Bhagavad, they don't know. There are 9 million likes of, 9 million, 9 lakhs types of living entities in water, according to Puran. There are reptiles, insects, types of maybe 11 million, trunks of Sankoka, 11 types of trunks. Yeah. Then you have about 10 lakhs, 1 million types of birds. They have different characteristics, look like different, their characteristics different. There are 20 lakhs, that means 2 million types of trees, plants, and creepers. 3 million, 30 lakhs types of animals. So human, 400,000 types of. One may say, how? Prabhupada explained like that. Even still now, not very long ago, there are human beings, they used to be cannibals. Actually, most of the people are on the ground of passion and ignorance. Everybody is born in ignorance, he says. And so, everybody is born as a sutra. The moment they come, Krishna says to Arjuna, so you know Vishwaveda. Veda says the material is nothing, but the interaction, whatever you see is nothing, but the result of the interaction of the three modes of materiality. Mode of say, ignorance, mode of passion, mode of goodness. better as you transcend this simple sala. Manchajolo bevichare no bhakti jyoti na sevati. One who renders unalloyed devotional service, at once it transcends the three modes of attainment. That is what we are supposed to do. But what can be done? We should know we should do this, but we have got unlimited material desire. Because all of us, we have more of passion and ignorance, most of them. I wish I become this, I wish that. That is called prayer. Prayer means immediately it gives me pleasure to my senses, to my mind. I want to become top leader. Everybody carries out my order. I don't. Manchaitama didn't say that. He said, I want to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Even Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was asked once, tell about yourself, Prabhupada said, I am not servant. It is not easy to become a servant of God. To become president, a country's assistant, requires qualification. So Prabhupada wrote in a book, you want to go back to Godhead? In 1965, around that time. Arrived in 1965, Prabhupada in America, but he said, actual movement started in 68. Otherwise, everybody is not strictly following all this, the difficult, all following the place. Then Prabhupada said, so you want to go back to Godhead? You didn't have devotional service, very good, but Krishna will see whether you are qualified. So every night, or once every night, out of Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and one of them said, every Akadashi, see how much you are making advancements in terms of according to your surrender to Krishna, or his pure devotee. You will develop all the symptoms of God or a saintly person. There are 26 symptoms. Then you will know how much you have become emotional and become qualified to go back to God. That's your goal. And also, Krishna told Uddhava. This is in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Maybe I can discuss a little bit about it. Let me see. How many of us know all these qualities? You don't mind. So, Krishna, when he is winding up his pastimes in Dwarka, shot by an arrow by the arrangement of providence, by one hunter, he go to India, Gujarat, that place is still there. They say, this is the tree, Krishna's city. Very nice place. It's called Prabhas Kshetra. A nice river coming out, still now it's neat, clean, very nice. And it's going to the sea, not very far. It's called Prabhas Kshetra. Not far from that, we have to go by car or something. So, and there, that person actually, in past life, in Lord Ramchandra's life, they say he was the son of Bali. Ramchandra shooting an arrow, that because it's not proper, we have to do like that. So, he killed my father. So, if you want to give him blessing, so that next life, or one life, I can kill. Lord Ramchandra, yes. Okay. Then also the Ram came as Krishna, and the hunter thought, maybe something, maybe some bird or something, Krishna's lotus feet, then reddish, pink. So he thought something like, and he couldn't see the whole body. And I went there, not a deer or anything. He said, Lord, he's saying the 400 form, Narayana, what have I done? Shocked, you see. Lord pacified him. No, it's okay, don't worry. You didn't do anything. These are in my providence. Like that place is still there. He can go to Dharaka sometime, you know. He go like, I want to go to Prabhas. Anyway, what I was telling, I forgot. Master said,
quality.
So Prabhupada said that Krishna was winding up, then he, I will go back to now to my abode. Then Uddhava was very attached to him. He was a great devotee. He looks almost like Krishna. From his childhood, he will be like a dog. In India, this is the system, even Prabhupada thing. The deities are given, they just come to this the deity, put garden, do singer, nice. Prabhupada said, and it's gone. It's not like somebody is doing nearby deity, no. It's so nicely dressed, people are attracted and say, I go to many temples and never see such beautiful deities because they're dressed so nicely. Everything you do, first class. You become also first class deity. Oh, what do you mean? Encouraging me. How do you know? You have to become a GBC, you have to become a sannyasi, guru. No, you develop the quality of Vaishnava. So Prabhupada himself said, I'm trying to be a servant of God, the Vaishnava. It's not easy. Prabhupada is teaching us. Is he not a pure devotee? Of course he is. But he's teaching us, for example. He's teaching us. So Prabhupada wrote down all the qualities. 26. That is Chaitanya Chaitanya 26. If you sign that, that is cheap. Main quality, others are subordinate to it. If you, depending on your quality of surrender, you will think, oh, the wonderful quality of Vaishnava. You qualify, back to God. That's your goal. So, time is running out. So, Krishna then said, no, you go to Badrinath. And you will go to India, sometimes try to go to Badrinath. There is no Narayana Rishi there. We may not see, we may see the deity, of course. The demigods come, 6 months covered with complete snow, and deity has taken down some of them. Something, another deity stays there. They say, demigods come there, 6 months they worship, 6 months him and me. I'll say that. There is Vyasadeva's place there very compiled, and Ganesha is sitting there where Ganesha was writing, and Vyasadeva was dictating, and Ganesha put hand. You can go and see, there's nothing at all. Actually, while Draupadi, Panchapanda are going up, not giving everything, leaving everything to Maharaj Parikshit to rule the universe, and just a little after that, Draupadi couldn't make it. So you see, you can go, wow, like this is a nice place. Draupadi saw blue lotus, and she liked it. It's very nice. And that's why the husband tried to please the wife, or she likes the Bhima again and give the water. Take it. You like it? All these places are still there. I mean, the river, Ganges. Anyway, what is the thing? So, Krishna then told him, I will tell you about devotional service. Then he described who can go back to God, who is a true Vaishnava. He has got 28 qualities he mentioned. If you surrender, you will develop all this. And here, Chaitanya Chaitanya, you find, is 26 qualities. Anyway, it can be different traits, but anybody can develop these qualities depending on the quality of surrender. Surrender means that he says that. That is his favorable to Krishna consciousness. Unfavorable, reject. Have faith, firm faith, Krishna will protect me. And he'll maintain as we are getting prasad, clothing, lodging. And then you will have only one interest, the interest of Krishna. No other variety. And last is always meek and humble. This is now depending on his quality, in more detail, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing how to surrender. Very nice song. So he said the song book, page after page, so many pages saying each of the 6 points I say he's describing in detail how to do that. Very nice. Do that. This we should do it. Anyway, time I don't know will permit to tell all this. Otherwise, maybe few can go. If we surrender to Krishna or materially, we'll develop all these other 25 qualities. He's very simple. He's self-control, he has immature desire, he gives respect to everybody, doesn't expect respect from others, he is great, he is poetic, he doesn't talk nonsense other than Krishna consciousness. He is... we can ask ourselves a little bit, until sometimes introspective and check when you go back to Krishna. We won't ask how many Vishnu people get distributed. You are president, you are sannyasi. Krishna didn't ask this thing to Gopa Kumar and he came back. But this is the quality that Acharya says. Don't find others for unless you are authorized, Guru, temple president. But he can find quotes and but others won't find Gopa said, better suggest something, maybe this will not get decided. He is peaceful, he is clean, not taking back three times, clean at heart, always thinking of Krishna, things related to Krishna, Krishna's splendor. He is in those who doesn't find out as poor, or he is faultless. Out of 28 or 27, only 10, 12, so many more, tell something. His teachings of Lord Chaitanya there, Chaitanya Chaitanya, all these things are there. He is compassionate. He is benefactor of all living entities. He is very friendly. 15 I say, still 11 more there. And you are here. He doesn't quarrel with others. He is meat the hook. He eats just as much as is necessary to keep his body and soul together. At one point, Prabhupada said, yes, a few days ago, when Mataji was asking, I'm doing japa, so many lusty desires coming out. The Prabhupada once said, I told Prabhupada, says, from time immemorial we have got this thing, what can be done? Don't be frustrated, but try. It will come and go, come and go. But eat only, as Prabhupada said, so that you don't die, eat that much of it. At least you don't die. And some fuel to run the machine. Once in America, I was a people, many developing countries, you know, they suffer from malnutrition, don't eat enough. Don Prabhupada said, there are joys, the hardly eat, he take, just take one spoon of rice, that's all. You want to be yogi. Yoga means basically self-control. The controlling senses means mind. Very difficult. Even Krishna's queen, who lives within the heart of Krishna, one day Krishna is trying to tease her, testing, because she may get a little proud. Krishna sometimes crashes the proud of his even top devotee, or Jumun or Rukmini. Rukmini sometimes used to think, wherever Krishna goes, anybody there or not, but Krishna will always take Rukmini, he's always there, chief queen. So sometimes he feels I am something special. Prabhupada also saw sometimes, see some devotee become a little proud because of his position and designation. Call him, chastising. Who do you think you are? Like that. So that Rukmini, Rukmini was telling, ask me, you marry, so many other kings are there. You are a princess, you should look for a husband, this prince, king. I am a little cowherd boy from a village of Vrindavan. I said, why will you marry me? Better still, at that time she has got son, son are married, they may have son. And she is shocked what he is saying. Actually, he is not joking. Seeing how she reacts, and actually she was finding Krishna. And she seeing this thing Krishna talking. She was so shocked, she fell unconscious. At once, out of compassion for his wife Krishna, then comforted her, cared her, and she came back to her. She said, now the maidservant watching from distance. Then she could understand Krishna, taking conciliatory words so that She thinks he was joking, just it has said, don't take it seriously. Why? We work so hard after the whole day, the husband twice sometimes joked. How did he joke to you? Why did he take it so seriously? Then she would understand, no. Then she is glorifying Krishna. You take all this, and she is refuting all this thing. Why are you still acting as husband? Then one point he said, you don't know. Big kings have nothing. They're just a skin body, a body, the made of like a back, skin, and the marrow, blood, pus, and the other dirty, obnoxious things are there. And you want me to marry them? That's king. Who is the king? Actual control, the three modes of material nature. Who can? Everybody is under them. Who can say, I'm free from the three modes of nature? They're all bound, they're controlling the material nature. But again, the senses, our body and the senses, are most formidable. She used this word, properly translated, I don't know. But the Sanskrit word is something with Sanskrit, how strong word is. His senses are most formidable. They are the actual king, they are the actual controller. What is the controller in this material? But you are beyond it. So, you know this, you are not controlled by senses. They are standing between the senses, you always keep them under control. This is advanced devotee. When Krishna and Yudhishthira talking, Krishna said, God is Majito, unconquerable. Nobody can conquer. But one who surrenders to Krishna, surrenders to God, and uses all his senses, uses all his senses, body, everything, for the service of the Lord, at once, he is self-controlled. Using the senses properly in the service of the Lord, then he is controlled. Then though God is unconquerable, he can be conquered, just like you. Just like your wife, Draupadi, just like your mother, Kunti, all your five brothers. So, what should you find saying, you are telling to practice yoga, I find it impossible to control the mind. Let's see here. Anybody has control over his mind? Gopa said, how to control? But we have to. Even though you say we have to. Gopa said, whatever comes in mind, mind is like a monkey. I'm not telling much about this. This is the only proposition. Some aspect, just like the game. Job retreat, seminar on job, I was attending with Guru Prasad Maharaj and one. My godbrother gave me many devotees coming for how many days?
5 days.
Simply on japa. Japa seminar. Sometimes other seminar. So this is little bit. So anybody can say, who can tell I have control over senses? At least you are honest. Your bhakti means sarvapati vinimu. Give up all falsehood. I am this, I am that. And one day you will become fine. Krishna will crush your pride and become Mickey Mouse. Nothing. There is no story, There is Mickey Mouse story. For example, just like I was like, could you think you are? So one day one day came to a sage. We have all desire. He said, what do you want? Please. What do you want? He said, this cat, I mean mouse cat, is troubling me. I'm always scared of him. He is chasing me. He said, so what do you want? Can you make me a cat? All right, let it be. Take some water and from the common room. So, let it be, you become a cat. After some days, dog is disturbing me. So what do you want? Can you make me a dog? Alright, the last. Then you get a dog, you know, how long do you think? get out of the house and then in the jungle. Oh, wolf, tiger, come on, I can't do anything. This somebody over my head. Again went to him. Sir, what do you want? Can you make me a tiger, please? All right. Sir, let it be. Sometimes sat down and looking at the sea, says, you're staring at me. What's the matter? What do you want? Why are you staring at me? What? You want to eat me? Yes, I want to eat you. Become Mickey Mouse again. That's what happened. We become carried away sometimes. Carried away. They say, devotee is one of the qualities. He's very humble. He's free from false. He said, how we become pure? And he gave all material desire. That is definition of bhakti. Anna vilasita sunna. And another definition is sarvapati vimukta. Become free from all false. You go, I am this, I am that. Upati, bodily designation. Tapartina, saranda, engage yourself in service. At once, you become nirmala, then you become pure. Rishi, then with that body, with that senses, you serve, who is the master of the senses. Then you control the senses. That's what you are doing. Rishikena, Rishika means senses. Rishikena, Rishikesa, master of the senses. Krishna is the one name is Rishikesa. Still Rishikesa, you can go in India, there is a place called Rishikesa. After Haridwar, the gate of going back to Godhead. Haridwar, the Ganges is coming down to plains, and very strong current. You go to Haridwar, somebody, very nice place. The Haridwar is more or less practically a town of sadhus, of course, mostly impersonalist. Tepat every day, the Ganges, nice scenery. Look at it afternoon, some elephant, deer coming in other side. But there are still sadhus on other side of the river also there. They don't care why they could come. Does anything to him? He's always thinking of God. So many persons who are there. So, the most of the people, they don't know. Nothing we do. They say, nothing we do. Nothing. They don't know. Sattva buddhi. What is the sattva? What is the ultimate interest? Simply thinking. What pleases my senses? Prayer. But there is something which is nishrevas. There is one is free from enviousness. Completely. He is Vaishnava. He is like a swan. Who knows? There's milk and water mixed. Take only the mixed portion. You see, swan? I tried to test, I couldn't find it. I didn't do it. They said, swan? How swan? Hounds' nature is, crow is also bird, swan is also bird. But crow, like materialist, is a garbage can, or a dead body, a dog, or a cow, or anything else, thinking, priest, all of them. So we are always going. Most of the materials reading newspaper, so many jhanas reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotees are always associated with Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, just like swan. Take the best part, that which is related to Krishna or God. He is interested in this. Other things he reject. This is swan. He is called Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa. This is pure Krishna. In the Santa Yuga, living in a human being, we used to call Hamsa. Everybody was Krishna conscious at that time. Never be a matter of degree, not pure completely, they go back to life. They don't have to taste of anything else in those days. But still now, Paramahamsa, Dhyanagopa, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Yogisvatara Bhavati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti, Santa Jagannatha Bhavati. Gopchatam, even going to leave his body, he will not take renounced or rejected. This is quite very difficult. Yet to become sannyasi will go to him to ask for all the siddhanta to know. He was staying in Jagannathpuri, where Vaidyastaka Samadhi is there. Jyotirmapur personally put Vaidyastaka into Samadhi. Vaidyastaka is going back to Gaudeir before Jyotirmapur disappeared from the physical vision of others. And he was dancing to Vaidyastaka, putting it under the sand, Samadhi. Ask everybody, put something. And salt, this, that, and chant, dance around Jagannathpuri temple, distribute prasad, right? The devotee gone back to God. So we also celebrate the Vaishnava appearance, their disappearance, then the difference, appearance and disappearance. And going back to God. So apparently we are separated from Him, maybe physically, but we remember His instruction, Prabhupada. Prabhupada. One devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am feeling separation, when you will come back to our temple? Prabhupada said, I also feel separation from my guru. He is not with me physically, some 30 years or so. But when I follow his instruction, I am rest assured, I am certain he is with me. So as I did, he also did like that. He is called serving the Bani. Serving the Lord as pure duty, feeling separation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. How to feel separation from Krishna? Then you can make advancement. Automatically all the things will follow. Simply. We have to have that mood. What the Brajavasi is here. Oh yes. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the six Goswami. That is our ideal case, the Goswami. They come from big minister's position. Extracting aristocratic family, a rich family, Raghunathdas Goswami, a day and night in Vrindavan, either chanting the holy name 5,000 times, Raghunathdas Goswami paying obeisances, writing books on time, no time to eat, no time to sleep, a body. This is the liberated soul. This is what he enjoys so much in devotional service. That he has no time for bodily comfort. Sleeping, Prabhupada, and in Vrindavan, he didn't have blankets. I've been down severe cold. Whole day after writing the Azamdur temple, back to Gaudiya Bairagi, translating, towards the end of the afternoon, he learned something. This is ideal duty. It's once a day, real sadhana. So I told Mataji, eat as much so that you don't die. That's what Prabhupada said. I'm not asking you to do that for one night, not possible. Practice. Practice. And don't be after palatable tissue. No, be not you, everybody. Not palatable tissue. In the past 1-2 years, it's okay. Otherwise, mind will be agitated. In the name of taking prasad, you may be taking selected food, may be very palatable. Then he cannot reach to Krishna. Jivar Rava Saiti Kitai, Krishna Dharpayam, Krishna Naipayam. And also personally try to control sense. When you go to sleep at night, mind gets agitated. But control. Kick out the mind. Get out, ask her, why all these things bring in my mind? But we cannot, unless we have got spiritual strength by chanting nicely at this 16th of very nicely, early hours in the morning. Early days, I remember, before coming to Mahabharata, many devotees, Mataji's devotees, boys, they finished 16th of get up 1 o'clock, till 10 o'clock, going to distribute group, chanting, dancing, 10 to 1, only 3 hours, 11, 12, 1, again get up, finish now, or maybe 1:30, 2, finish now. Then take part in tomorrow's time. These two are very important for spiritual life. Also prasad. Never, Prabhupada told one itself, never take, never make your tongue touch anything other than prasad. Because it will contaminate. If we eat somebody's food goodbye, not materialist, not following productive principle, your mind, your consciousness will be affected. This happens to guru also. The disciples take initiation, not following. You did Mangalarati? No, Maharaj. Your wife? You have got children? No, you have got so much to do to earn money for yourself. How many years you have taken initiation? 8 years. Oh. Why you call me? Now I want to do sadhu seva, you take prasad and I will give it. What about your initiation into? How many rounds you have done? 9 o'clock. How many rounds you have done? Mataji? Oh, Maharaj, you didn't do any round. What? After some time, I don't know, they talk among themselves, husband and wife. Maharaj, we don't want to go this life back to God. What? See, what sort of life? We don't want to go, we are not interested to go back to God. This life. They said not to him. Then why do you take initiation? It's serious. The other devotees told me, just, you have to tell others. They are saying, we are initiated, and say, he also wants to tell. Actually, he is not initiated. In true sense, you don't practice the initiation. What is this? They are not following. Saying, so many other things I am saying. So, we know, Karmakanda, everybody is working hard to enjoy the fruit of it. Yes, sir. They give an example of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one day, Krishna's, all the boys, say there are 16,000 women, and all the brothers, kids, they're playing somewhere, gone from the palace to somewhere, the forest or garden. Playing. Sometimes they're thirsty, something like that. You're digging Srimad Bhagavatam. They say, let us look for some well, so you can drink some water. Fountain well. Unfortunately, it's all dry. But look, there's a lizard. You think lizard is simpler, enter, he cannot come out. Deep well. We thought maybe we should help him to dig it out, but they can. So went back, like any other son, daddy. We saw him, we said, oh, I see, can you save him? Okay, he's the man with the sun. He stretched his hand, it's not all mystic power, he can stretch his hand. At once he turned into a dazzling figure. Though Krishna is acting like a human being, he's God, he knows everything, still he says to teachers, why you got some ugly body? He did something. Then he started telling his past. He said, yes. What happened? The I know that if you do charity, among all charity, still now, when somebody comes to my home, I've seen, they come, we show them Gosala, this, that, our devotees. Then the devotees say, India people are also do Paramakanda like. They say, I like to teach some service to the Lord. But I think, you serve, give donation of cows, there's a high cent, this sort of donation. Oh, I say, okay, we don't want your money. We can take you to the where the cows are sold. Come from Punjab, other people are good cows to Bengal. You have a railway station, they give them. You can come, and which cow you want to give? Give. So he used to give hundreds of thousands of cows, like atom. Discretion. And the evening one, to who? Either sannyasi or Brahmin. We have to give. So he used to give to the Brahmin in the discount. Now sometimes they give dog. Pandit say, give me cow, buy something, cow, again he give it. Anyway, he's giving. And something used to happen. It created a dispute between two Brahmins. Once he gave cows many, and one cow didn't go with that Brahmin, and he's giving to another Brahmin cows, that cow went with him, the Brahmin to be tired. Then when the other Brahmin came to him, he said, no, this is my cow. And he said, no, this is my cow. Right? Conflict. And he has to go to settle. He said, you decide. He said, sir, one after one, you go with this, I will give you better, many cows. No, I want that cow. The other is, no, you gave me this cow came. I don't give him. I will give him many cows to give it away to him. No, no, both are adamant. They won't be free from that cow, he wants that cow. Because he made them, they got very angry, the Brahmin very angry, he had to suffer. or post nowadays, the Kali Yuga Brahmin master. Those days are different. So when he, after death, when he went, everybody has to go, according to his karma, to Jamuna. But Jamuna said, so what do you want? Want to suffer for your what you did wrong? Or what you did pious activity? You want to do? He said, I want to rather suffer for my whatever I done wrong or sinful. Okay. Become a kripalas. Become a lizard. That is the lizard. He told Krishna all this thing is past. So common people don't know all this thing. Whatever karma is doing, in the material somebody say, oh, I want to become a minister. I want to become Mr. Universe. I want to become Miss Universe. Most gaseous clay. What do you do? Went to see gaseous clay. Gaseous clay said, after interview, the devotee asked, you today, I am the greatest. I remember, I know, yeah. Gaseous clay said, nobody can defeat him. He is the greatest. Actually, he was. I don't know whether he ever defeated. But devotee, after a long time now, he is married, he has a daughter. Daughter is also very good. I tell him something in newspaper thing. The one day devotee is in America or somewhere, going to have an interview with him. The last conclusion he said, yes, you said I was greatest, but now I realized I was actually greatest, but greatest fool. I am greatest fool. Now see, now at this age I am. I cannot take even a glass of water. I cannot control, even have control over my body, my hand. I have got Parkinson. There is one type of paralysis called Parkinson paralysis. The whole body you have to control over. Any part of your body, somebody has to help you to take a glass of water. You cannot bring it near you. Be careful. And somebody has Parkinson. One day I went to see him and all the time he is chanting. And hearing Prabhupada's death. Then I said, how can I avoid this Parkinson? What is the cause? He said, Mara, don't take much tomato. Don't make just lady's finger and few other cameras. Not it down. He said, his doctor said. So we can see how we are also very spoon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That my guru said, you are a fool number one. What I say, just simply to them. I did now, simply chanting, dancing, sometimes. I don't know. It's not I am doing, sometimes chanting, sometimes laughing, sometimes my guru became very pleased. He said, you developed love about it. So we can ask ourselves, how much you have developed to Krishna, but think about Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Serving Krishna's devotee. Then, you know, this is stage. Developing, coming to love or engaging, you understand. But at least I hope you have got some attachment. Let us see. Who likes prasad? Raise hand. At least this much attachment. You have got hope? Somebody may be like also Krishna Pada. Prabhupada one day in my book, talking about Krishna, Brajavasi, Gopi, Skavar Boys, Radharani, Jasna. Everybody is listening. Prabhupada one of his servant. He was also sitting there, speaking. He usually Prabhupada, before they go, Prabhupada give him a little prasad. Little laddu. So you listen, he said, people, devotees coming more and more. Prabhupada's darshan room packed up. Then Bharana groups are big balcony. 2 persons can stay. So wide, maybe 10 feet. Yeah, that's fine. You are guest of in charge. So, getting more and more and more at one time. Nobody can come and look for you. Did I tell this thing here? Yes, somewhere else. Then, at some point, maybe about 11 o'clock or half past 11, somebody trying to force his way to Prabhupada. He said, don't disturb, don't disturb. Then, with rapt attention, they are listening. This is what we should do. We ask Prabhupada, then, Prabhupada, how are you becoming such a wonderful preacher? And Prabhupada said, when my Guru Maharaj used to talk, somebody came, my Guru Maharaj started talking to him, preaching to him Krishna consciousness. But hours, hours. Many people come, sit down, listen, and go brother and sister, and then go away, again come. I used to sit down, non-stop, not going to prasad. They all dirty things from our heart and this body. All these things will go. Relax. And other things also. They say, Sotanas, once you very eager to hear from devotees, then they appear to us. Then what you will say, Vasudeva Katha, you develop taste in Krishna Katha. Then you won't like reading journal, Arasumani, magazine, you have to title. Back to body, Prabhupada said, we made our disciples so popular, like outside some famous magazine in India, Illustrated Weekly or International Reader's Digest, or Time magazine. Everybody likes to read, make this magazine. This is our goal. This is our Saktabhuti. It is the only ultimate goal is this. To become joyful, go back to body. But most of the people being more of passionate in knowledge, they cannot understand. They say simply, if they be married and then want to die, in Hindi he will tell in India, khao jiyo piyo. After death what happened, who cares? We don't know. It doesn't matter, become hog dog or what thing. Become house, cat, rat, or dolphin, he's only surfing those. But they are serving and enjoying good people, they are not serving, they are suffering. After that he may get a body so that he can all the time water like a dolphin. Huh? You better chant Hare Krishna Ninja. Chant dance in front of deity. Take prasad and go back to God. Life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. You know that is all. Go back to God. Go ask him what to do. So what do you like the magazine? Name. Suppose in English I said, back to correct. He is scared to tell. He's testing, he asked him to translate his books. He's not sure, he's thinking, he doesn't like to say something which is wrong, he's being sure. Right. Bhagavad Darshan. Then Bhagavad means Lord. Darshan means seeing, visiting. Back to correct. So this human life, we say, is Sudhulabham, realist of the air, how to make you learn from other species. And Madhacharya says, who are the only human beings? One is Brahmanikir Kvalipa. Two things, some human beings everywhere. There are some people, they are there. Who I am born? As you mean, after death, where I go? I don't want to die. But why I have to die? I don't want to die. Why? Why I have to have disease? Death, all these things you have to face. Lord Buddha saw this thing. He has brains. He was going out in a chariot. Suddenly saw some guys dying. Suddenly saw one day his wound came too much far. And I saw somebody's disease. He said, why he is suffering all these things? And they cannot say. They say, everybody has to go through. Really? I have to? Yes. Then he left his home. Prince left. From meditation, that place is still there, and he was enlightened. Under a tree is called Bodhi tree. Bodhi Gaya is the great place of pilgrimage from time on. From Ramchandra even went there. When somebody dies, is near Dhyana, and do offering prasad to Vishnu's prasad to their forefathers, so that they get good destination. Gaya Jalanapuri, even Vrindavan, near Jamuna or Jalanapur near the sea, or Dharma, or Dharma. Even Lord Ramchandra, Sitavani, all like that. Judhishthira, being of our bingo to their forefathers. These things are still there, it's the mythology. Instead of going to become Indra, doing Jagra, or doing Jagra to become Brahma, still one day you become again Brahma. When you are Puna, Karma, result is finished, again karma is a human being, go through cycle. Better, don't do karma, don't do vikarma, but if you are forbidden to do, You offer one nishkam of this devotional service. You are not bound by your piety or your piety's transcendental serving Krishna. And even if you do little, you'll never be destroyed. He'll come back again and start from next. As Bhoga said, many of you are born in different countries to help me to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction every town, village, make people Krishna conscious. Whereas somebody comes with a failed background, not all of them come. Very nice, you are fortunate. Thank you very much. Any question?
Send some big
exquisitely beautiful offshore to bet his bow. He is too much getting power, but to master it. Sometimes Indra is successful and he again gets his power. This is happening to all of us, more or less. Here is Tikka, what Prabhupada said, I am repeating this. I don't mind, just telling it around. What Prabhupada said, repeat, this is applicable to us also. So the mother, you have control over all your senses? No, I am trying. You are bringing pizza, so what can I do? Sorry. Sorry. Okay. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunatha Goswami, he has the exquisitely beautiful wife. His mother said, tie up my son and lock him in the door and put 11-12 servants so he cannot run out to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father is saying, what are you talking? Somebody is mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can tie him up. You can lock him up in the door. No, no. I don't want. He's your only son. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him, don't run away to me. Don't come back to me. But externally, act like normal life or like any other. The boy is married. You are married. Look up at your father's property in this son. Your father and mother will be happy at heart. Don't externally show your austerity, penance of at heart. You will be detached and pray to Krishna. One day Krishna will help you. He will come back to me. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, for if you run an organization, there have to be some brahmachari. But suddenly, color from pink to gradually light, one white. Some does that because otherwise it's embarrassing. I'm sorry, this color, no, you want. I didn't know why. I didn't say, yeah. They said, we are I changed my son. So, I don't know here, at least in India. Show somebody, give him advice. Make the color a little lighter. Then again, also a little lighter. So they get used to it. Better at heart, you can't be now. If you are a grihastha, you know, it's not that nice. This is what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada, I don't want to remain grihastha, I want to become sannyasi. Oh. You want to like Mahapurusha? You want people to worship you? You go. Hey, develop the quality. Don't try to enjoy your life. Is everyone sannyasi? Don't want to enjoy your wife, children, all these things. Take care of her nicely. Become detached from her at heart. Don't let her. Don't be after nice food for 2 days. Nice dress and that. Then you do sannyasi. You know what? The dana, this dana and dress is that. Sannyasi. Is the external symbols. Does it make sense? Yes. Because Krishna will see your heart. Krishna will see your heart. Other may see or may not, but those as good as Krishna Prabhupada, he can see the heart. You have to be around, enjoy. You want to get rid of the response, you will take care of your wife and children now. And now you try, follow. Now which one you want? It's better at heart to become that. Bhakti Mantra won't take sannyas. He's going to die. He said, rather I go to Jagannath Puri and all the time absorb and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Sannyas is going, nobody should come here to disturb me. But still people go. One day, on Calcutta, on Marwari, he became Vrindavan, gone, and still he said, I gave all my property to my wife, I told. Now your son is grown up, he will take care of you. Eh? I don't bother me now. I'm going to do bhajan. And he didn't tell why he can bring up or mantra. He is doing bhajan with this heart and all this thing. And suddenly he saw one is gone. Prabhupada disciples said, I want to give this content. My wife sent my son, eldest son. Go and see whether your father is getting food, good place to sleep, with each man. And he goes, what he gave it to me. So he's going to do it. He said, Maharaj, you take it. I don't want all anything. And this is all process of anxiety and all this. what did he told him? How he found me? Now my mother sent me to see whether you're getting proper food, sleeping in time. So, why you disturb me? I came by all these things leaving. You just know me. I have given you everything, my property, everything. Then why come and get disturbed? I don't want all your money. Even if you are with your wife, your mother, and your mother is there, you don't know. Difficult in India, cut off relation. While he's thinking, I'm eating good food, what my husband might be thinking. So go, he tell his son. He's gone from India. Yeah? Another guy, they ask, what are you doing here? Where do you come from? Maharaj, I'm coming from Rajasthan, that district, that move. So, what do you used to do? I was Indian government railway officer. At one point I thought, my son is grown up. I should follow Indian tradition. I told my wife, don't look for me now. Okay? I'm going to my bhajan. Anything could happen anyway. Why are you going out? No, no, stay here. It will go. No. It doesn't want. Husband goes out. Where is he eating? What is he eating? Where is he sleeping? We'll take care of him. We'll take care. Very difficult to cut off. In your country it's not so. I know. The society is such. In that way it's very favorable. So, mother, father, always attached to son, daughter, I have seen here, also. There's a tug of war between the devotee and father, mother, with the devotee. That girl doesn't want to go to his father, but all the girls and others, they say, if there is a rope in the tug of war, you see, you know what is called that race? Competition. They rope, they pull, and then the girl one hand, they're all the Mataji and Brahmacharis are putting on, and her mother and father, pulling that guard, it is seen even in this country. In Spain, Europe, I think, long old days, all his father and mother will come, disturb, oh, and become Hare Krishna. Oh, come back. India, so many. Like the Prabhupada said, only sometimes father mother crushed, even Narayana was crushed by Dasha. All my son, you make them denounce. He cursed, I don't know. You can never stay in one place and enjoy life. No, this is a blessing. I understand. The poor father said, I gave this class, many father and mothers. You took out my son. You look up to me. Same thing, Prabhupada's disciples are facing. All father and mother coming and getting angry. My son doesn't listen to me. How do you cry? You can enjoy my son and he's listening to me during this short time. She can't think of. Sorry, go take it. I'm 20. I had a good time here. Look, he's short. I look forward to seeing you all. Very nice. That's what he's doing. This is the process. Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Yes. Look forward. See you again. Maybe in Mayapur or here. Nice, thank you. I didn't do that. Thank you. Maybe after breakfast sometime, maybe by 11.